Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what divine messages we are receiving for today. And we will begin, as always, by introducing ourselves. So now it is time for you to learn all about the magical DC Love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. It's such a beautiful day because I'm here connecting with all of you. A little bit about me, a little bit about my journey. My journey is a crazy journey. It started in a really, really weird kind of way. I had sugar cookies with sprinkles, lots and lots of sprinkles flying off my kitchen countertop. My cell phone began to text me. It was my cousin's friend from the other side. And spirit, started to sit on me to get my attention. I couldn't breathe. I was screaming, get off. Oh, my goodness, get off of me. So, of course, with all of the big, nudges, I had no other choice but to listen. And this propelled me forward onto the beautiful path I find myself on today. Everything that happened was sudden. It was unexpected. It changed the course of my life forever. And with all, that happened, I discovered, wow, I really do have a strong connection with spirit. Since that time, I've never looked back. I did have a law enforcement background, but now I continue to serve and protect, trading in my 357 and offering angelic love instead. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog Ginger, and my not-so-divine guide Joan Rivers. She and I first connected while she was in a coma. At that time, she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It took quite a while to realize, wow, okay, Joan, you are divine, and I'm going to add you to the list. And Joan has left this door open, and those from the other side, they walk through it continually. And my chance encounter with her has given me access to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine source. As well, it gives me the ability to relate with clients worldwide and from all walks of life. Again, I've had a crazy journey. It's been anything but normal, but I wouldn't have it any other way. And I'm so blessed to be able to connect with all of you on radio and bring my unique brand of divine messages and healing. And my purpose is to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. Let's see if I can remember all of my various titles today. I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a energy upcycling practitioner, and don't be alarmed if you've never heard of energy upcycling, because it's something that was downloaded to me almost 2 months ago, so nobody else does it that I know of. Anyway, I also do the Dear Innate statements and Divine Infinity Healing, and I know lots and lots and lots of other ways of helping people to let go. Let go of the old beliefs, let go of the old energy, let go of what it is that's not creating what they truly desire in their life, and also how to move into the energy that you desire, into being who you truly are here to be. And that's an important part of my life, my journey. I came to the realization that my life wasn't working, and this was about 17 years ago or so, maybe 16. Oh, who knows? I'm really bad at keeping track of time, so I just let time be. Time is my friend. It's whatever I decide to do. But when I made that decision, I began changing everything in my life. And truly, everything in my life is different, including me. And it's been an amazing and wonderful journey, and I've met some incredible people like DC loves, and it's impossible to put it into words. So I love my life now, and I surely didn't love it when I began this. So if you want to start loving your life by letting go of the things that just don't work, then connect with me. You can check out my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com, and there's lots of information there, and there's even some free healing work that you can do on yourself. So stop putting off your life. Go ahead and start making changes today. So now we will help you to make changes by sharing with you these beautiful divine messages. So DC, what do you have for us?
Well, I was guided to read a little prayer, and it was written by Julie Geigel, and it's a prayer to heal worry and fear. Archangel Metatron, lately I've been consumed with worry and fear. Nothing seems to be going right in my life. I try and try, but nothing ever changes. I feel defeated and hopeless. I know the only way out of this pain is to surrender my will to God. I ask that you, Archangel Metatron, step in and act as a bridge, helping me to step out of this prison created by my fear and worry. As I step onto the bridge, I remember there is another path filled with love and hope, a path full of support and guidance from my spiritual team of angels, guides, and loved ones who have passed. I only need ask, and the way will be shown. I awake with serenity and love. I remember I always have a choice. When my mind begins to lead me down that rabbit hole, I allow my breath to remind me of the bridge that leads me back to the truth. As I align with the light of my soul, magic and miracles happen in my life, and worry and fear disintegrate, and so it is. And I just found that so appropriate for today, Barbara. And I woke up this morning and I was having my coffee. I'm not as good as Barbara. I can't just drink water. I need coffee. I need that little bit of rocket fuel to get me going, unfortunately. And I heard, "Hey, DC, how are you?" And Barbara, who do you think it was?
I prefer to even speculate.
Well, you know what? It was a beautiful gentleman by the name of Melvin.
Ah.
So Melvin said, "DC, can you do me a favor? I'd like to give my sister a message. Are you interested in hearing the message?"
Well, now I'm waiting to hear the message.
Okay. Well, here's a message for Barbara from her beautiful brother, Melvin. "Hey, sis, it's me, Melvin. I just wanted to say I love you. Yesterday was a year since I was with you on Earth. I was your big brother, but you were the one who took care of me, Barb. I thank you so much for everything that you've done for me. I was the luckiest man in the world to have a sister like you. I feel that, you know, we weren't ready to say goodbye. There was so much that I wish I could have said to you. But the one thing that I have to say right now is there's no tears or sadness in heaven. So when you think of me, please think only happy thoughts and remember all the good times that we've had together. And I have to say, you're such a precious gift to all that know you, Barbara." And as he said that, I was hearing the song, "You Raise Me Up." And he's saying, "Barbara, please live your life to the fullest and know that I will walk beside you every day and I'm here when you need me. I'll give you my strength and support. Please," though, he's saying, "please, Barbara, please be good to yourself. Promise me that you're going to do something special for you. You're always doing for others. Today, please just make some time for Barbara. You deserve the very best that life has to offer, and you are so loved." And then as he said that, I was hearing another song, "One Moment in Time," and it was just like you and Melvin were just like frozen in that moment, Barbara, and he was handing you a big, beautiful red heart, saying, "Barbara, I love you, and I'm always here if you need me. I watch over you." And he's saying, "I really love listening to your shows. The guidance and healing that you offer people are so important, as well as life-changing. You're such a bright light in the world." And then Melvin is showing me that he even watches over you as you sleep, and he was gently giving you a kiss on your cheek. And he's saying, I send you signs constantly to show you you're not alone, and I'm here, I'm here. So at this time, he then brought in your mother, and she just ran over. She gave you a big, beautiful hug, and I'm just seeing like you being wrapped in a mother's love. And at that moment, I saw butterflies and dragonflies and these beautiful, delicate little birds. And she's saying, Barbara, I'm so proud of you. I love what you do. And she's saying, I stand with you always. And she's showing me that, like, she and Melvin are your personal angels. And your mom is saying, Barbara, you're like a beautiful butterfly who has transformed into an amazing spiritual leader. And as she said that, the song Amazing Grace began to play. She's letting you know that this is a time for new beginnings, filled with joy, peace, and divine love. And she's saying, Barbara, we are always connected. And at that moment, I was hearing beautiful wind chimes, and I felt a gentle breeze. And your mom, you know, began to say, I'm knocking on the door of your heart. And she's saying, I'm always with you. And the wind chime that she showed me that I heard playing in the breeze was a beautiful wind chime with butterflies on it. And then I looked over to your mom's side, and standing next to your mom was a dog named Ginger. And my Ginger is saying, oh, wow, this is really exciting. I've never met another dog with the same name. Your Ginger is surrounding you with unconditional love, and she's saying, you know, love never dies. And your Ginger is saying, you know, be true to you always, and be that amazing person that you are. Please celebrate your life. So now, Melvin, your mom, your Ginger, my Ginger, Barbara, they're all putting on party hats. Is there like a special day that is coming up soon, or maybe one that has recently passed?
No, I can't really think of one.
Birthday, an anniversary, some kind of special day. There must be something coming up soon. I mean, maybe someone in spirit's birthday or some kind of, there's something coming. Maybe you'll think about it and you'll remember. I'm getting there is a special day. And they're all putting on the party hats. And then I'm hearing saying, hey, someone say, wait for me, wait for me, hey. And who could it be? No other than, you know, Joan Rivers, okay? And she's saying, wait for me, I wouldn't miss this for the world. And she's talking to your beautiful entourage of, you know, angels and guides and family. And she puts on her party hat, and she's raising a glass, and she's saying, come on, everybody, let's make a toast to Barbara. Okay? And she's saying, Barbara, continue to let your light shine. You're like a lighthouse lighting path for others. And she continues, life goes by really fast. Enjoy it. Calm down. It's all funny. And when she started to laugh, I'm saying, Joan, is it that funny? And she's saying, yeah. I'm reflecting back on one of the Morning with Jesus shows where Barbara said, you can do anything that Jesus can do. And what she showed me was a visual. As she thought about Jesus walking on water, and she's saying, well, Barbara said that we can do anything that Jesus can do. So she was walking on water, and she ruined almost every pair of her designer shoes, Barbara. So Jesus thought it was really fun. He got a kick out of watching her, and he finally said, wait a minute, Joan, let me come in and help you. And now they both walk on water together at times. So Jesus, you know, he's just laughing, and he's saying this, you know, he loves our show. And Joan is sitting with Melvin and your mom, and, you know, this beautiful divine entourage, Jesus, Mother Mary is here, and they're all saying, okay, let's get started. Let's hear Barbara's messages, and let's get on with Morning with Jesus. And that's what I got this morning, Barbara.
Oh, my goodness. Well.
Kind of crazy, right?
Yeah.
But you know what? Melvin just came in, and I hadn't heard from him in quite a while. And he just said, it's time. I have to say hello today. Today it's really important.
Yeah.
So have you been seeing like any kind of butterflies or any kind of dragonflies or little delicate birds? Because I'm being shown that, you know, like I was just seeing them around you.
I haven't really
Maybe when you're walking, do you happen to see them?
No, I haven't seen any butterflies or dragonflies. I've seen
or
some
little
birds,
delicate birds,
but they were just, you know.
Okay, well, I think your mind's a little preoccupied is what Ginger's saying, my Ginger. She's saying when Barbara walks, she walks in, she's just, you know, she's thinking about other stuff. She's
well,
saying you've got to keep your eyes open, okay?
They have been showing me feathers, and they were telling me that every time I see a feather, you know, the saying is every time you see a feather, it means an angel. They were saying that every time I see a feather, it means 1 trillion angels, because I was asking,
beautiful,
how many angels are there? So
they're infinite, and I'm getting, if you
yeah.
see a designed shoe in your path, it's Joan Rivers, okay?
I have actually seen a few shoes.
Okay, well, that's Joan saying, girlfriend, I'm here for you, you know? So it's Joan's been throwing, like, shoes in the mix. And she's just laughing. She said, I thought that'd get your attention.
Yeah. Oh, that's too funny.
Okay, Jack. Oh, my gosh. Give me that. Oh, Jackson. He has a milkshake, Barbara, and he's spitting it all over everything.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we're ready for some of your messages, Barbara.
Okay. Well, let's see what's there. And now you've got me wondering how many there'll be, because usually it's just Jesus, but who knows today. Okay, here's what I'm getting. My beloved ones, one of the things that you hear over and over again is that you need to surrender. You need to surrender. And the reason why we tell you this is because if you are fighting, how can anything change? Imagine that you are in a boxing ring and you are up against whatever issue it is you have been fighting all of your life. And you are in that boxing ring and you are punching and punching and punching. And the whole time you are asking God to solve this problem. But even if the solution suddenly appeared right before your face, you wouldn't see it because you are fighting. You have to stop fighting. That's why we tell you to surrender. We tell you to take off the gloves, put down your hands, and just sit and breathe and give yourself the chance to see the solutions that are being offered to you. Because every time you have a problem, you are also given solutions. It isn't something you have to ask for. It's automatic. You are given many different ways of handling any situation. But most of you don't recognize the different ways that come because you're too busy fighting. And as long as you're fighting, you can't see anything else except the fight. This is why we tell you to surrender. This is why we encourage you strongly to surrender. Because it is only in letting go that you begin to see more, that you begin to see your other choices, that you begin to see that there really isn't a problem and that your life is always changing and evolving. We show you this in so very many ways because you are loved and you are supported and you are never alone. And you deserve to have a wonderful life. So let go of the fight. Even though it may be the only thing that you know how to do, let it go. And even if you don't know how to let go, let it go. And this is where those wonderful dear innate statements can come in so handy. You can say something as simple as, "Dear innate, even though I don't know how to let go of this fight, I let go of this fight." And by saying that out loud, taking a nice deep breath, and just letting go, you are opening yourself up to seeing solutions. You are opening yourself up to changing your life. So no matter what it is, if it's something that you have decided you don't want in your life, don't fight it. Let it go. And then take the inspired actions that come from those solutions. It is always your choice. It is always your life. Don't be afraid to just let go. Okay, that's what Jesus wanted to say, and I actually do see Joan Rivers. And I wanted to tell you, Joan, that if you walk on water, you can do it barefooted. That way you don't have to worry about the shoes.
What's she saying? Now you tell me?
Yeah, that's exactly what she's saying. Now you tell me. And she's just cracking
up. Oh, my gosh. That is so, so funny. I see her and Ginger walking on water with hip boots on, though, just in case they fall through. They're saying, oh, my gosh, it's so funny.
Oh, that is funny.
Oh, goodness. Well, okay. Joan has it streaming live now. Morning with Jesus is streaming live now in heaven, so she just wants to make you aware of that.
Well, wonderful. Well, those are all the messages I'm getting. So we can move to our callers, and then we have Little Fairy in the chat room. But first, we'll go to the first caller, because this caller has been holding for a while.
Okay.
Area code 951. So this is our wonderful Nathaniel. Good morning, Nathaniel.
Hi, good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Great. How about you?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Okay, did you have a question today, or you just want a message, or what's up?
I wanted to see if there's a message for me.
Okay, Nathaniel, as I heard you say your name, I was seeing, like, all the characters in The Wizard of Oz, and I was seeing the Cowardly Lion. And the angels are giving you courage, Nathaniel, okay? And they're saying, Nathaniel, it is time to face your fears. And it's okay. It's a human response, okay? But you are surrounded. You have a divine team with you, and they're always going to be with you, okay? You don't need to do anything, you know, that has to be really big or really bold. But you have to face whatever fear it is that you have, okay? Archangel Michael is walking with you, helping you to have strength to face whatever comes your way, okay? And what I'm seeing is your root chakra, that's where fear is based, okay? And you've got to allow yourself, like, to feel the fear. Don't push it down. Let it come up, okay? Feel it, you know, bless it for the power to inform, and let it go, Nathaniel. Okay? And just have a little patience, because, you know, all is well and everything is happening in divine timing, okay?
Right.
And I'm hearing, you know, solutions and, you know, really just having faith. Okay. And the angels, like, are gathering near you. And like I said, you know, Archangel Michael is walking with you, and just, please always, you know, when you get up in the morning, you know, wake up with an attitude of gratitude and say thank you for a couple of things each day. Getting up and seeing, like, a beautiful sunrise, hearing the birds, being able to get up and, you know, take a nice hot shower, put on clean clothes, have something, for breakfast. There's so many beautiful things that are simple that we could say thank you for daily. Okay? Have you been making time to meditate, Nathaniel, just sitting quietly and you know, allowing yourself to receive your divine messages?
Yes.
Okay. Because I'm getting like there's a lot of messages coming your way. And Archangel Michael is asking you to be strong. And he's walking with you to help, you know, to help you as you walk your path, okay?
Okay.
So he's just saying, I'm with you. There's nothing to be afraid of, okay? And just, you know, send yourself love, Nathaniel. And, you know, say to yourself, even though, you know, like my body's not operating at 100%, it does serve me. And I'm getting good news is coming your way. Okay, I'm getting health is improving, Nathaniel.
Great.
Okay, let's see what they're showing me here. Okay, just trying to see. Hey, you've got a lot of, you know, beautiful angels around you. And Archangel Ariel is coming in. She's walking on the other side of Archangel Michael. And she's just showing me this beautiful, beautiful lion walking with her. Okay, so she's there with you too. Okay, and Archangel Ariel does come in with Archangel Raphael to help with healing Nathaniel. Okay?
Great.
Even though she's known, like her specialty is, you know, our beautiful furry friends, but she also comes in to help with healing. And, she, you know, she's helping, she's watching over you. And she's helping you because I feel like, you know, as you heal, you're going to heal. You're going to help others heal. You're going to help heal the planet. Okay? So I don't know if you've connected with her before, but if you can get outside and walk in nature, you're really going to be able to feel her presence, Nathaniel.
Okay.
All right. Okay, I'm just trying to see if they're showing me anything else. Okay. I'm just trying to see if there's any, if there might be one more message, and I'm just trying to see where the angels are showing me to go here. Let's see. Okay. Okay, and I'm getting just, you've got to just, you know, expect change, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and appreciate what's going on no matter what the change is. Okay, so we've got to just resonate with change. And you've got to feel really good about yourself. I'm feeling like right now you sort of feel like you're not moving, like you're sort of like in a limbo, Nathaniel. Okay? And just, you know, if any kind of fear comes up, any anxiety, any frustration, please just give it to the angels, okay?
Okay.
So the angels want you to just, you know, turn all of that over to them. Okay, let's see. Okay, and there's one more, I believe. One more little message that I have here, and Ginger's saying it's from the angels, Mom. Okay. Okay. I'm also getting Nathaniel. Have you been thinking about something that you've been wanting to do? Because I'm feeling there may be something on your mind that you've been thinking about, maybe even something, you know, like a course that you could take at home or something. Because you are here to, you know, to help others, okay? And you're a magnificent example for others to follow. Okay, and the angels, you know, are saying they're assisting you financially, Nathaniel. Don't worry about finances, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And I'm getting, like, Ginger showing me pennies from heaven, you know, so there may be some money coming your way that you didn't expect. Okay, and Barbara had asked earlier, like, about, like, how many angels are there. And I'm being shown there's, like, there's no limit to how many angels could come in and to help all of us at each, you know, each moment that we need them. And you could say, you know, please, you know, I need some extra angels right now for what I'm going through, and they'll be there with you, okay? But you're going to get, like, a lot of blessings coming your way as well, Nathaniel, okay? And the angels are saying, oh, like, you've got what it takes. And I'm seeing something, like, maybe you've been thinking about, like, maybe, like, a project from home or something, okay? But I am getting, you're holding on to some old beliefs in regard to money, and we've got to clear those up as well. okay? Because I feel like when you think about money, automatically stress comes in, okay? And it's time to just, like, let go of that, just to relax, to sit, to meditate. And at night you're getting, like, all these divine downloads. So I hope you're keeping a dream journal as well. And that's what I have for you, and I'm going to turn you over to Barbara for some healing.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, DC. Hello? Hello?
Barbara, are you on mute?
It helps if I unmute myself, doesn't it?
Okay.
And I was really going good there. Okay. So, Nathaniel, before we do the Dear Innate Statements, they want me to tell you a story. Actually, I'm telling you about something that happened to me last night. So I was laying on my bed reading a book, and out of the corner of my eye, I saw this big black thing moving on the floor. And I looked over, and it was a tarantula. Now, I'm not one of those people, you know, that freaks out over spiders generally. But a tarantula is a big spider. I mean, this spider was bigger than the size of a mouse, you know. So I get up from the bed, and by then the tarantula has moved under the bed, and I thought about squishing it, and then I thought about what a mess I'd have to clean up, because that's a big spider. So I decided I was going to capture the tarantula and release it out into the wild, like they do on those television shows. But when you're trying to capture a tarantula, you have to first of all find something big enough to capture a tarantula with. Well, I ended up using a flower pot, and then I slid a magazine under it. So I had the tarantula in the flower pot on the magazine. Well, this magazine was very thin and very flimsy, and I did not feel comfortable trying to get to the front door with that flimsy magazine. So I was thinking of something else that I could put this tarantula in. I finally decided to go into the kitchen, and I got a big pot with a lid, and so I then had to figure out how to transfer the tarantula from the flower pot magazine into the pot. So I put the flower pot and magazine over the pot, and I opened it, and I thought the tarantula would fall down. Well, that tarantula didn't want to fall down. So I ended up taking the magazine away completely and then putting the pot down, the flower pot inside the pot. Then I tapped on the flower pot, so the tarantula would move into the pot, and he did. And then I put the lid on the pot, walked to the front door, and I put the pot out on the porch and took the lid off and kind of tapped on the pot, and the tarantula walked out. So after that, I went back to my room, and I was laying there, and I was thinking about how I would have reacted in the past. My reaction would have been totally different. First of all, I probably would have screamed because it was a big tarantula. But I didn't scream this time. There was no fear. Even when I was chasing the tarantula around the room, which I did in order to catch it, I wasn't afraid that, you know, the tarantula was going to jump on me or anything like that. All of those old fears that I had been conditioned to have about spiders, especially big spiders, was gone. The only thing I was doing was trying to catch this tarantula so I could put it outside. And there was a time, and I can remember when this happened, when I was in bed and I saw a spider, and I went to hunt the spider down, and I never found the spider. So then I had to sleep with the light on because the spider might come back. I had a wonderful night's sleep last night, even though there had been this huge hairy tarantula in the room with me, because I wasn't worried about that. They wanted me to tell you this story as an example of how you should be dealing with the health stuff. Make sure that you're not stuck in that old belief that you need to focus on it, because focusing on it does not make it better. It's time to let it go. just see the angels coming down, surrounding that health issue with light and taking it away. And once it's away, it's gone. And there's nothing else for you to think about, nothing about it for you to focus on. You don't need to pray about it every day. You need to move on with your life. So they want you to get out of that mindset that says you have to focus on your health, you have to pray, you have to wait, and all of this other stuff about health. They want you to just let it go. Because they are taking care of it. They are taking care of you. They are taking care of you in every aspect of your life. And there is nothing for you to worry about.
Great. Well, thanks for sharing all that, Barbara. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And we're going to do a few Dear Innate statements.
All right.
Okay. Dear Innate, I clear the energy around money.
Dear Innate, I clear the energy around money.
Dear Innate, I clear the energy around health.
Dear Innate, I clear the energy around health.
Dear Innate, I accept that I am a wonderful person.
Dear Innate, I accept the idea that I'm a wonderful person.
Dear Innate, I know I am loved.
Dear Innate, I know that I am loved.
Dear Innate, I accept the gifts from the divine.
Dear Innate, I accept the gifts from the divine.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I let go.
And just take a nice deep breath.
All right, that feels better.
Yeah, they were showing me all this stuff just floating out of you. So, great, wonderful. Focus on who you are now and allow yourself to really live and love your life, okay?
Okay, hey, thanks a lot, ladies. Have a good day.
God bless you, Nathaniel.
You too, Nathaniel.
Bye-bye.
Light and love. And bye-bye, Barbara.
Too. Yes.
As you were telling that magnificent story of what happened last night, guess who you called in? You called in Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter from Australia.
Oh, my goodness.
Sitting on the edge of his seat as you told everybody about the tarantula. And he's saying, Barbara, you had no fear of losing your life with this amazing tarantula. You saved it, mate. I'm so proud of you.
hopefully he's out there having a wonderful tarantula life.
Was that possibly someone's pet tarantula that they could have gotten at a pet store?
I have no idea. In Oklahoma, we have tarantulas.
Wow.
I can remember seeing tarantulas all my life. Of course,
we had a teeny spider outside, and it freaked me out. So I really feel like the divine was with you at that moment, because I would have lost it. And I was thinking about a vacuum cleaner that I had watched being demonstrated that I was thinking about buying, and they said it could actually suck out your eyeballs. And I'm thinking, we could have used that vacuum cleaner at that moment.
There was a time whenever I saw a spider, I did go get the vacuum cleaner, and I sucked it up.
Oh, God, okay. I was like, oh, my gosh, that was, like, so scary. But Steve Irwin is so proud of you, Barbara. So very proud of you, mate.
Well, it was an interesting experience.
He's showing your muscles, Barbara. Way to go. She has no fear. She was not afraid of losing her life. No. So way to go, Barbara. Wow. What an amazing story. You're going to have to put that one on Facebook and tell them how Steve Irwin came in to congratulate you. Wow. That was awesome.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
And Ryan is listening, and he's saying, Barbara, you're fan-dan fucking tabulous. That's all I can say.
Well, thank you, Ryan. Okay, so I need to remind people that when they call in, if they want to get a message of their own or have a question, they need to press the number 1. Otherwise, you are just listening, and we let you listen. And now we are going to the question from the chat room from Little Fairy. And she says she would be grateful for a message on her career. She is still at a temporary job and looking for a better paying one, which is in her field. She's feeling a little bit lost as she can't recognize her life anymore.
Okay, well, Little Fairy, my dog Ginger is saying you got to have hope, okay? And she's saying, girlfriend, you got to keep those emotions in check. You're going to find the position that's going to really make you happy, and you're going to be, you know, more financially secure. So you've got to believe. And why not, you know, let go and let God surrender control of the whole situation? Things are so much easier when you don't try to do things by yourself. So I agree with that one, Ginger. Just let go and let God and allow there to be a divine solution. Because I've tried myself many times, Little Fairy, to try to do things single-handedly, and it doesn't work. All it does is create more anxiety, and it slows things down. And when, you know, unless you're writing a movie, you should not always have to, you know, be the script writer of what goes on in your life. Relax. Relax, Ginger Singh. Sit back, you know, and enjoy and make room for the situation to be released and resolved, and it will. It's so much easier. Took me a while to, you know, to really, you know, understand that one, but I truly believe it. And just give thanks for all the good stuff that you have right now, all the blessings, and you're opening doors for more opportunities and blessings. Okay? Okay, and I'm getting, you know, Ginger saying, Mom, tell her she's got to relax. She's going to have financial stability. And you're also going to have a little bit time, you know, more time for you to have a little bit more fun. Okay? So you work hard. You truly deserve, you know, what you're asking for. And it'll come. You've got to believe. Okay. So connect with your joy every day. And the thing that I see, though, her balance between giving and receiving is a little bit off. So are you, you know, overly giving? Whatever it is, you've got to fix that, you know, imbalance. Because if there's some kind of imbalance like that, you're slowing down opportunities. And we're going to invite Barbara in, of course, to heal that pattern, Little Fairy. Okay? So, Barbara, at this time, I want to invite you in to really to help Little Fairy believe and know that she doesn't have to do everything herself and to really balance out that, you know, the giving and receiving thing, okay?
Okay. So we are going to do some Dear Innate statements, and I guess you will serve as the one who speaks for Little Fairy.
Okay.
Okay. Dear Innate, I release my fear of life.
Dear Innate, I release my fear of life.
Dear Innate, I release the fear of success.
Dear Innate, I release the fear of success.
Dear Innate, I release the fear of failure.
Dear Innate, I release the fear of failure.
Dear Innate, I release the belief that I'm just not good enough.
Dear Innate, I release the belief that I'm just not good enough.
Dear Innate, I release the need to do it alone.
Dear Innate, I release the need to do it alone.
Dear Innate, I bring balance into my life.
Dear innate, I bring balance to my life.
Dear innate, I accept that I have value.
Dear innate, I accept that I have value.
Dear innate, I open my eyes and see my value.
Dear innate, I open my eyes and see my value.
Dear innate, I allow my life to change.
Dear innate, I allow my life to change.
Dear innate, I release my old patterns.
Dear innate, I release my old patterns.
Dear innate, I release attracting trauma and drama into my life.
Dear innate, I release attracting trauma and drama into my life.
Dear innate, I just let it all go.
Dear innate, I just let it all go.
Dear innate, I choose to move forward.
Dear innate, I choose to move forward.
And just take a nice deep breath. And there's one more. Dear innate, I choose to love myself.
Dear innate, I choose to love myself.
And one more nice deep breath. All right.
I hope she feels good because I certainly do. That was magnificent.
Well, I hope that you're feeling better now, little fairy. And if there's anything else, then go ahead and type it in the chat room and I will read it. And if we need to come back and deal with it, we will. Okay. So we are now going to go to our caller from area code 678. Hi, who's this?
Carol Grace.
Hello, Carol. What can we do for you today?
I just feel like I'm falling backwards. I have tools to heal myself, and I had a head trauma. I was run over 7 years ago, so I had a severe head trauma. And I know I have days that I just feel bad, but this has been going on for weeks. I feel like basically, I'm useless. I'm not suicidal, okay? I go to a counselor, go to a psychiatrist that I love about it. But lately, I've even had a reading, and I just feel like I'm failing financially. I'm on disability, but I started making, like, all-natural skin products, and I'll make, like, wreaths and stuff, but I've lost the drive to do that. I've lost the drive to do anything. I just feel like I'm usually such a positive person. I go out on my way to help anybody, especially my family, and I feel like that it's just they don't care. I mean, I just totally feel like I'm in a dark place and I can't get myself out of it.
Okay. Let's see what kind of messages DC's getting first.
Carol, hi, it's DC. The first thing that I'm getting is, you know, you've got to maintain an attitude of gratitude. When you wake up in the morning, you know, just think about at least three things that you're grateful for. That's a very good way to start the day, okay?
Okay.
I'm seeing the divine has been hearing your prayers. They're answering your prayers. You do have a lot of anxiety. There's a lot of negativity within you. Okay, you've got to exhale all of that stuff upward to heaven and release it, okay? And allow the divine to come in and help you, to really, you know, help you to have a solution to everything that's on your mind. You don't have to do it alone, like we've told previous callers. And then, you know, trust and follow the guidance that you're getting. You're always watched over. I'm getting there is going to be positive changes on coming your way. Okay? And you've got to let go of the fear of the unknown. Okay?
I think my fear is a fear of financial fear and... I know I've healed so much since the accident, and I'm so grateful that I'm alive, you know, and I basically am a very grateful, thankful person, but lately, like I said,
Well, you've got to, you know what, you've got to allow heaven, you know, to come in and really allow you to feel how loved and cared for you are, because you've had way too much stress and you shouldn't have to carry that. Mother Mary is, you know, wrapping you in a beautiful powder blue blanket and she's saying, I'm holding you in my arms, you know, dear one. And,
okay.
You know, worrying doesn't help. Worrying just, you know, slows things down and it just brings about more worry, okay?
Okay.
So the angels gathering around you and they're coming in and they ask that you surrender all of this to heaven and allow, you know, divine intervention to come in and help you, hon.
Okay?
Okay. And when you think of anything, just know that love is always the answer. Jesus loves
okay.
you, Mother Mary, the angels. You have a beautiful divine team with you.
Okay?
And just try to think and speak only positive words because they hold the highest energy. They're, you know, they're surrounded by love. And I'm going to invite Barbara in because you really need, you know, a little bit of dear innate healing to help you to get back on track.
Okay.
And you're going to feel much better. I'm getting, you know, it's going to be a positive outcome. This is your time
okay.
to shine, hon. Okay, think about what you want. Feel positive. And send all that positivity out to the universe. There's like all these four-leaf clovers around you. It's all as well. So I'm going to ask Barbara at this time now. Barbara, please come in.
Okay. All right. We're going to do some of those wonderful dear innate statements where you just repeat what I say, and by saying it out loud, you are talking to your innate body and bringing these changes into your life. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Dear innate, I release all of the energy that I have taken on that is not mine.
Dear innate, I release all of the energy that I have taken on that is not mine.
And just take a nice deep breath.
Okay.
One of the things that they were showing me is that a lot of the stuff that you are feeling is not actually yours.
It's not,
you've taken
right.
it from other people, yeah. And you've taken it and you've made it personal. And so that's why it's feeling overwhelming, because it's not actually your energy. So they're clearing that all off of you. So let's keep going with our statement.
Keep it going. Okay. Okay.
Dear innate, I accept my life exactly as it is.
Dear Annette, I accept my life exactly as it is.
Dear Annette, I release the need to fight.
Dear Annette, I release the need to fight.
Dear Annette, I am the most important person in my life.
Dear Nate, I am the most important person in my life.
Dear Nate, I put myself first.
Dear Nate, I put myself first.
Dear Nate, I open my heart to loving myself.
Dear Nate, I open my heart to loving myself.
Dear Nate, I release all of the negativity of my injury.
Dear Nate, I release all of the negativity of my injury.
Dear Nate, I cut all cords to the past.
Dear Nate, I cut all cords to the past.
Dear Nate, I know that I am loved.
Dear Nate, I know that I am loved.
Dear Nate, I open myself to receiving.
Dear Nate, I open myself to receiving.
Dear Nate, I accept that I have value.
Dear Nate, I accept that I have value.
Dear Nate, I allow money to flow into my life.
Dear Nate, I allow money to flow into my life.
Dear Nate, even though I don't know where it's going to come from or how it's going to come, I accept money.
Fahrenheit, even though I don't know how it's going to come or where it is going to come from, I accept money into my life.
Fahrenheit, I deserve money.
Fahrenheit, I deserve money.
Fahrenheit, I open my heart to receive money.
Fahrenheit, I open my heart to receive money.
Take a nice deep, deep breath.
Okay. I feel better. My heart feels lighter.
Yeah, I can see all this stuff drifting out of the top of your head now.
Okay.
And
okay.
What they're saying is that you need to recognize yourself. You need to really recognize yourself. And don't expect other people to, you know, do anything for you. Because if you set yourself up with expectations, you'll always be disappointed. This is about you accepting you. And you have lived an amazing life. You have done things that people never even thought were possible. You have proven that you are a powerful woman. Accept that.
Thank you. Okay. I do feel like that.
Amazing life. Yeah.
I do feel that.
Your energy is so amazing. It's like, wow.
I do. And I don't want everybody think it's about me. It's just, yeah, I take on a lot for one of my sisters because she's raising her great granddaughter. And it just, it's like the more I do, the meaner she is to me. So I think that just set me in a tailspin. But
yeah.
I feel better now. I feel better now because you're right, it's not my problem. I can help, but I don't have to put up with the negativity.
No, you don't take on other people's problems. Don't ever, ever take on other people's problems. Don't ever think that you need to solve other people's problems because you don't. Don't even think about other people's problems because they're not yours. Just definitely let that crap go.
Okay.
And
okay.
Remember, I'm one of those people that works with people with their problems, but I can tell you that once I work with someone, I never think about it again. It never crosses my mind again. I do what I'm guided to do, and then I let it go because that is not my crap, and I don't need it.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much, both of you. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, and I do see your life getting so much better, and you even doing things that you didn't think that you'd ever be able to do again. I see that it really is changing, and you are opening up to the power within you, and you are an amazing woman. You really are.
Thank you so much. Feel the same about you. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much for calling, and let us know how it goes, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, sweetie. And I am guided to say that oftentimes I will call people sweetie or something like that at the end of the call. And if that offends someone, I am totally and completely sorry, but that's not really my problem. I just love everybody who calls, and that's just part of what I call people. Although in real life, I never call anyone that. It's just our callers.
I know.
Just so wonderful.
It just happens. All is well, Barbara.
All is absolutely wonderful. Okay, we have come to the end of the show, so that's it.
It really wasn't exciting, so that's for sure. And
it
I hope the people,
was.
if they missed like the beginning of the show, they, you know, wait and listen to it in the archives because it is one of the craziest ones. For sure. But thank you, Barbara. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Make some time for you and, you know, do something wonderful.
I am. I am. Yes, beautiful. I am. All right, everyone. We will be back on Thursday. Thanks so much for listening. We send each of you lots and lots of love. Bye-bye.
Bye.